This morning, we give God praise and honor and glory for his opportunity to worship and to praise his holy name, because there is no other God that is greater than our God. His kingdom come, his will be done in this day, in this moment. I greet you again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is indeed a privilege to be here on a Friday morning. God is great to us and gracious to us. He has blessed us because his kingdom has come, and indeed we're here to worship the true and living God. Proverbs 4 and 23 says, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." Let me say that again. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. It is important for us as brothers and sisters in the Lord Jesus Christ that we keep our hearts with all diligence. And that word diligence is rendered in the Hebrew as guard, protect, really fend off your heart. Keep your heart protected from the things of this world. Brothers, if you don't do anything else in this life, it's important for you to protect your hearts. And what it means by that is that it's important for you to guard, to defend the things that come into your life, because whatever enters into the heart defines who you are as a man or a woman of God. And so this morning I've come really to declare to you that whatever you do in life, let your heart be covered by the presence of the Lord. And somebody says, well, how do I allow my heart to be protected? Listen, we can't protect our hearts. Yeah, there's certain things that we can do to stop certain things from happening. But I would tell you, but who protects us is truly the power of the Holy Spirit. When we give our hearts to Jesus Christ, in the first instance, we're giving our hearts back to our Creator, and we're saying to him, Lord, guide me. Lord, protect me. And I would say to you that when one gives his heart to the Lord, he is protected by God. Then it takes us, afterwards, it takes us as individuals to mind what we hear, to mind what we place into our thoughts this morning. Because for out of your heart not only just flows the issues, but whatever you put in your heart comes out of your mouth. Matthew 12 and 34 says, "For out of the abundance of your heart, the mouth speaketh." So what's in your heart comes out of your mouth. And listen, so when you see men do certain things and say certain stuff, man, it's because it's in your heart. God, what's in your heart today? Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus this morning that your men, God, will guard their hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit. Be with us today. We walk in victory on this Friday morning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen and amen. God bless you. Good morning to all the brothers in this chat. Good morning to the brothers around this world. Good morning to Pastor Phil, Minister Max. God bless you. Indeed, continue to lead our men strong. Have a profound and blessed weekend.